hard to believe our week went great. And even if it didn't go as planned, I just want us to know that we shouldn't overflog ourselves. Tomorrow is another day to make better plans and work towards achieving them. Alright. I also want to admonish us that we keep safe out there. COVID is real, alright? Regardless of all the conspiracy theories, please let's ensure we adhere to the instructions given out by our medical personnel, such as wearing our face masks if we have to go out, maintaining social distancing, washing our hands under running water for 20 seconds, and very importantly, if you're not, keeping our hand sanitizers handy as we go by our day-to-day activities, because I understand that some of us, if not most, are essential workers who need to still go out to make ends meet. That said, I want to welcome us to the fifth episode of The Emotional Circle of Intelligence. My appreciation will not stop going out to every one of you out there, my amazing audience. You're the reason I still pick up the mic every day, and I want to talk because of hearing from you. Special shout out to Olaye Victoria Oluwaseun. I got your message over the week and it's really amazing. Thank you so much for letting me know how the Emotional Circle of Intelligence has been beneficial to you. Secondly, I want to shout out to Oluwatoyin of the Evolution Sounds. He's been the one editing all the beautiful podcasts you've been saying. Thank you so much. And if you need an editor, audio, video, just hit me up. He's there to help you. Alright, today we'll be talking about the importance of emotional intelligence. Let's hit the ground running without further ado. I remember last week we talked about the components of the emotional intelligence. Alright, we talked about how important self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills are to our emotional growth. Okay, but now today let's look at, I know you've been saying, why is this emotional intelligence so important? All right, I have an amazing CV, the pedigree that is impeccable, but then why do I have to begin to build my emotional intelligence? All right, why is it important? It is interesting to know that every area of our lives is hinged on how well we manage our emotions. That's the truth. Cutting across our career growth, cutting across our relationships, be it friendship, love relationship, parent-child relationship, even our physical health. All right, I was attending a seminar a couple of weeks back, and then the guy was able to draw a line between our emotional intelligence and its effect on our physical health. We cannot undermine that. All right, with time we'll have time to stress on the various importance, but today we'll be working on the emotional intelligence and how it affects our work. All right, it's no news that the folks with lower IQ have been seen to outperform those with higher IQ. Forget that you have a 250 benchmark or score in an IQ test. If your emotional intelligence is low, there is only so much you can do. The truth is, skills can be taught, but you know, attitude can't. An attitude is one of the ways you express how emotionally intelligent you are. There is a research I saw a couple of days ago from the Center for Creative Leadership. They carried out the research and they found out that 75% of career flops are EQ competence based. All right, I told us in the course of these episodes that the emotional intelligence is beginning to gain so much momentum that people, organizations, pardon me, are beginning to emphasize that beyond the IQ, beyond the amazing CV, they need to know if you're somebody that can undo pressure. Some of the flaws we're talking about range from poor team management. I know a number of us, if I were to ask us what are the key things we highlighted, if I asked us what were the key elements we highlighted in our CV, you hear stuff like, I'm an amazing team player, I am this, I am that, I've got interpersonal relationships, I can work under pressure. But in the real sense, can we really work under pressure? You get into the system. Take for instance some of our folks who are working in Nigeria, Lagos to be precise. All right, you have to brave 3 hours traffic in the morning, and you get into you get to work, and the next thing you're faced with is an unruly colleague
who is just throwing it out at you, all right? And you have a task at hand to deliver. Would you, because of the pressure or the traffic you were faced with, the cussing from fellow commuters, would you now channel that into your team? Would you transfer aggression? No, you wouldn't do that, okay? So all of those things are some of the things that have resulted into career flow. A few years ago, if I still begin to cite instances, you will hear issues of misappropriation of funds, mismanagement of capital and all of that in our banking sector. The banking sector had to learn it the hard way, the importance of emotional intelligence. Take for instance, you have to be at work from 7 to 7 in the night, and then you have to deal with customers. You have funds that are passing your table by the minute. You have to sign checks and all that, and then you know that a single zero could result in a whole lot of escalation for you. It could bring in a whole lot of profit. Just adding a zero to six makes it seven zeros, you understand? So trustworthiness, all of those things are very, very important. Getting the easy things done, these are the things that really ruin careers, okay? Preparing ahead, showing up early, those are the easy things, all right? Avoid procrastination, those are the easy things that a lot of people do and then they ignore. I work in an outfit where if you're caught sleeping, if you're caught napping in the course of work 2, 3, 4 times, you're on your way out if you're not careful. Your way out. It may sound extreme, but that's how important lackadaisical attitude could affect your productivity. Alright, time management, prompt task delivery, poor handling of interpersonal issues, conflict resolution, anger management. Some of these things are things that have resulted into career flops of very bright minds. And Mai told us that while your IQ is what could open the door of opportunity for you, your EQ is what will keep you there, is what will keep you in the room, is what will sustain you out there. Skills can be taught. I repeat that over and over again. Skills can be taught, but attitudes can't. You can learn anything in this life as long as you are humble, you're trustworthy, and you have integrity. You can learn just about anything. EQ will enhance your survival and thriving in the workplace through flexibility. We're in a dynamic world. We started from a stone age, went to industrial, then went to industrial, then we moved to the 21st century, we moved to the information age and all of that. So things are evolving, information technology, you know, all of those things. But if you stay rigid, you understand, if you stay rigid, you will not be able to move with the trends. You will not be able to. And you might be wondering, don't I have to earn my skills to do this? No. In the real sense, anybody can learn anything as far as you can bring yourself low enough to learn and then assimilate. Okay, so EQ is an action-based skill. EQ is an action-based skill. I know there are a lot of psychometric tests out there. You attend interviews and they ask you several things like behavioral questions that there are no right or wrong answers, just to test your ability. But the truth is, top-notch organizations today, they don't just rely on that. Why they test your IQ with all the computer-based and GMAT questions? They simulate the workplace environments where you get to interact with colleagues, you're put into teams, you have to deliver a task under specified timing and all of that. So they simulate the working environment, the pressure, all of those, and that is where your EQ is assessed. Not necessarily by the test. You could do as much test as possible. All right. Take for instance, I tell people that every relationship is individualistic. There is no hard and wrong rule to it. Okay. You just have to get the template and flow. When you get there, how do you manage yourself? Your EQ is your reserve. That's where you draw from when you're facing pressure. That's where you draw from when you're relating with people. That's where you draw from when you're in your team, when you're closing deals, all right? When you're building team, relationship at work, that is where you draw from. That's your reserve. In customer relations, all right? If I should take a sample, I know 6 out of 10 people would have instances where they've been met with very unfriendly customer service. Alright, unethical customer service. A lot of us will be faced with that. Personally, I'm never a fan of nurses because I believe that nurses are rude. Apologies to them. But then, taking a second thought, I believe that they've gone through a lot of, they've had to relate with so many people, so much pressure, attending to this, attending to that, and then maybe when I get there, I'm the not very lucky person who they get to pour their outburst on. Do you understand? But it cuts across several disciplines. You're a banker, you're a social service provider, you're a nurse, like I said, or you're a social worker. All of those things, you have to embrace emotional intelligence. You're a customer service representative. You have to learn. You have to imbibe the culture of emotional intelligence. I personally advocate that beyond sharpening our intellectuals, emotional intelligence to be taught in our schools. It should be taught in our schools. People should learn to manage their emotions. So right now, I'm not saying take for instance, we're faced with a society that is braided with masculine toxicity. This part of the world will be made to understand that as a man, you should not express your emotions. This is not an excuse, but the outburst of rage out there, the outburst of crying, sexual assault, abuse, all started from telling our young boys to not express themselves. They cry, you tell them they shouldn't cry. They do this, you tell them they shouldn't do that. They are the man. No, they are humans first. Forget gender, they are humans, all right? So in goal setting, emotional intelligence comes very handy. You set your goals, you set targets. It's not enough to set goals, but the discipline to sustain, to achieve those goals, to work at it, that is where emotional intelligence comes from. With EQ, you'll be able to prioritize. I remember my friend once told me sometimes, he said that I need to teach you how to prioritize, because I found that the things I should do immediately, I end up not doing that. All right, that brings us to procrastination. Emotional intelligence will help you to prevent procrastination. That is what will invariably lead you to achieving your goals within the set time. This is how I procrastinate. And I know a number of us are victims of it, but personally, this is how I procrastinate. I just make a mental note, or I could take a step further. And draft my plan. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And then I leave it down. I leave it there. Maybe like till 24 hours or maybe 12 hours to the lifeline. And then I begin to rush it. Well, luckily for me, it works for me. But then I know it's not good. Like I said, I'm not one perfect emotionally intelligent person out there. I'm not. I won't stay up there and make you feel like no. So I've been a victim a number of times. Okay, but 8 out of 10 times, I meet my lifelines, which you call deadlines, alright? You work for them, but I've had instances that I didn't meet up to because I procrastinated, so you shouldn't procrastinate. EQ will help you to learn when to prioritize, do the right things at the right time, do the easy things first, show up early, and all of that, alright? Finally, EQ will enhance your integrity and trustworthiness. See, that has nothing to do with intelligence. Let me cite an instance before we round up. A few days ago, there was this tweet on Twitter. A tweet was saying that he needs somebody to help him manage his phone somewhere in the country, and then the person has to be competent, of course, but he knows the person is going to steal. But if you're going to steal, make sure you don't steal between 5 to 10%. If you steal between 5 to 10%, we're good, all right? If after a couple of years you don't go beyond 4-5% in terms of your stealing, promotion, health insurance, pension, and all of that will be incorporated, all right? A lot of persons feel insulted, but that's the reality we live in. It's the reality we live in. Trustworthiness is like searching for a pin in the Pacific, and it shouldn't be. Right, so EQ comes to play. As a way of rounding up, I want to stress, I can't overstress this, that the advancement of your career, the advancement of your business is hinged on how emotionally intelligent you are, how to manage your team, how to manage your customers, how to manage senior and junior colleagues, and then your colleagues that are on your cadre, how to manage them. Depends on your EQ. You will get to work with bad bosses. I have worked with an amazing boss. Alright? The difference between the two of them is why one could control his emotion, could control her emotions, the other could not. Alright, so please, and then how do you relate with them? Would you say because your boss is bad, you go back to the street, and then I'm not saying if he's abusing you, okay? I'm not saying you embrace workplace toxicity, no, workplace abuse, no. But then you won't say, okay, this one is bad, you drop, that one is bad, you drop. You have to learn to influence people, quote unquote, by portraying the right attitude. Alright, so with that, I would like to bring this episode to an end. I promise to stay under 15 minutes, and that's what we're going to do. So, we've stressed that emotional intelligence is important in our workplace, in our relationships, in our physical health, in our mental health, and in leadership too. Alright, that is what we emphasized on today, and we took time to explain how EQ is relevant to the progress of our career and our business. To keep track with us, in case you're just joining us for the first time, you can listen to this episode and other episodes of our podcast from the Emotional Circle of Intelligence on Breaker. You can listen to it on Anchor, on Google Podcasts, on Radio Public, on Spotify, and of course on Pocket Cast. Hope to see you next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Please stay safe. Thank you.